Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to TCPL Packaging Limited's earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Jenny Rose from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on TCPL Packaging's Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Saket Kanodia, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Akshay and Vidur Kanodia, Executive Directors, and Mr. Vivek Dave, GM Finance of the company. We would like to begin the call with brief opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for an interactive question-and-answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Akshay to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Akshay.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for TCPL Packaging's Q1 FY27 earnings call. I will begin by taking you through our business and financial highlights for the quarter under review, following which we will be happy to open up for a question-and-answer session. FY27 has commenced on a strong note for TCPL, with healthy demand across our key businesses, continued improvement in operating performance, and another quarter of broad-based and profitable growth. During the first quarter, we delivered a record quarterly performance, with consolidated total income increasing by 16% year-on-year to 495 crore rupees, while EBITDA grew by 17% to 88 crore rupees, with margins improving to 18%. Cash profit increased by 56% year-on-year to 76 crore rupees, while PAT grew by nearly 79% year-on-year to 40 crore rupees. This performance was driven by strong demand, particularly in the domestic market, with both of our folding cartons and flexible packaging business performing very well. We continue to grow ahead of the market and gain share across key segments, supported by strong customer relationships, disciplined execution, and continued investments in capacity, technology, and value-added solutions. Despite various headwinds during the quarter, we were able to grow volumes and improve margins, reflecting the strength of our operating performance and focus on efficiencies. Our export business also recorded steady year-on-year growth. However, we remain cautious on the near-term outlook given the continuing uncertainty in the global operating environment. One of the highlights during the quarter was the continued strong performance of our flexible packaging business. Our existing facility is now operating at optimal utilization, supported by strong customer demand. To support the next phase of growth, we have initiated the addition of a high-speed manufacturing line. The expansion will provide additional capacity to address growing customer requirements, increase the share of value-added products, and pursue new opportunities across domestic and export markets. We will continue to invest to support future growth while maintaining a prudent approach to capital allocation. Packaging remains the cornerstone of TCPL and will continue to be the principal focus of our investments. We see significant opportunities to deepen our presence across existing customers, broaden our product portfolio, expand our presence in international markets, and further strengthen our leadership position across both paperboard and flexible packaging. At the same time, we continue to evaluate adjacent opportunities where our existing capabilities can provide a strong foundation for long-term growth. In this context, today marks an important milestone in TCPL's journey, and we are pleased to announce our proposed entry into the advanced chemistry cell battery materials value chain through lithium-ion battery separator film. This initiative represents a natural extension of capabilities TCPL has built over several decades. While the end application is different from packaging, many of the underlying competencies required, including specialized films, polymer processing, precision manufacturing, process engineering, stringent quality systems and R&D, are closely aligned with our existing strengths. We therefore see this as a logical extension of our capability into an adjacent technology-driven opportunity. The project will be established through a subsidiary with a proposed investment of approximately 125 crore rupees to be deployed over the next 18 months, with commercial production targeted during Q4 FY28. We intend to develop the business in a phased manner, initially focusing on establishing the manufacturing infrastructure, developing the technology platform, validating the product, completing customer qualification processes, and building strong relationships with customers before pursuing large-scale expansion. The proposed facility will initially have a manufacturing capacity of approximately 70 million square meters per annum, supporting around 6 to 8 gigawatt hours of lithium-ion cell production annually. Over the longer term, subject to customer demand and market developments, we plan to scale this platform to nearly 500 million square meters per annum, capable of supporting approximately 50 gigawatt hours of battery cell manufacturing capacity. We believe the timing of this investment is attractive given the significant investments underway in India across electric vehicles, energy storage systems, and domestic battery manufacturing, supported by policy initiatives aimed at increasing localization across the battery value chain. As domestic cell manufacturing capacity expands over the coming years, we expect demand for locally manufactured separator films to grow meaningfully. TCPL is well positioned to participate in this emerging opportunity by leveraging the engineering and manufacturing expertise built over the last three decades. I would also like to reiterate that our packaging business remains our core focus. The Battery Materials Initiative is an additional long-term growth platform that complements our existing strengths while we continue to expand and strengthen our packaging business. We will continue to invest in capacity, technology, automation, and product innovation to enhance our competitive position across our existing businesses. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the demand environment for packaging. Consumption-led growth, increasing premiumization, rising demand for sustainable packaging solutions, and continued outsourcing by branded customers provide favorable structural tailwinds for the industry. With our diversified customer portfolio, strong manufacturing capabilities, and balance sheet, we believe we are well positioned to sustain profitable growth while maintaining a prudent approach to capital allocation. With that, I would like to request the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and then one now. Your first question comes from the line of Abhisar Jain with Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So the first question is on the new CapEx on the flexible packaging side that you have mentioned. So what would be the capacity that we plan to add and what would be the CapEx for this?
Yeah, Vidur, you want to get that?
Yeah, so we'll be adding about a 30% increase on our existing capacity. About 30% you can say is the increase.
And the approx capex for that?
So we'll be investing about 50 to 60 crores, yeah.
Understood. And is the flexible because you're triggering expansion? So on the existing capacity, we are at full utilization. And what would be that number in terms of utilization percentage?
Yeah, full utilization is varying month to month, but it's fairly, almost full, you could say fully utilized.
Understood. And on the folding carton side, as of now, what would be our capacity utilization and how much room we will have before we look to trigger any expansion there also?
Yeah, I'll take that. So we are at about 70%+, but in different units we may be at a higher or lower utilization. So as of now, it's fine. We are mostly concentrating on expanding area in a couple of our factories to make room for CapEx in the next year. And in some of the plants, we do have some area already developed and spare. So as and when the orders pick up, like in Chennai, then we can quickly add capacity in a quarter or 1.5 quarters notice.
Right. And so the next, of course, is on your new venture. So, pretty good to kind of see that we have identified a high growth area to enter into. So just a few thoughts I want to get from you. First is that how did you kind of narrow down to this product of battery separator film, and how long have you guys been researching or analyzing on this opportunity before you could zero in on this? And for the technology, whatever involved, you have mentioned that it is building on group's capabilities already and it's a strategic fit, but just still checking on the tech side, do you need a tech partner here or a tech transfer, or it would be in-house and based on whatever analysis you would have done, you're pretty confident on kind of manufacturing this in one go?
Okay, I'm Saket Kanodia. I can answer this question. So on the group side, we have been always looking for opportunities, and there was many years ago opportunity to invest in BOPP and polyester film, and we felt that that is more commoditized and will get increasingly commoditized. So we were not interested in investing in such a opportunity. But here, when we have been meeting lots of people, and there are a lot of business associates who are connected with us, and we come to know that the battery business in India is expected to grow leap and bound, and ultimately we will try to be near where China is today, maybe in 5-10 years. And there is this polymer film which is used within the cell, so it fit in very well with our philosophy, which is to make value-added materials, and that led to a lot of research and a lot of visits to our countries outside India, and to meet so many such product manufacturers, machine suppliers, etc. And that's how we have narrowed it down. As far as the technology is concerned, we understand these materials very well. And over the years, TCPL has, got into many new fields. And I would say that almost in every field we've got into, we are easily amongst the best in terms of the technology. We started the company in the 90s producing tobacco cartons. Then we got into folding carton. Then we got into paper cup. We got into cylinder engraving. We got into flexible packaging. We got into tipping paper, we got into shrink sleeve, we even got into ink business. And I think each of these are specialized technologies where we have done very well with respect to the technology. In some, we are the leader, but nowhere we are follower in terms of technology or in terms of product quality. So that gives us the confidence to assemble a top-class team and be able to execute this venture. To be able to match expectations of customers who are going to be very, very demanding, because the end of the day, it is in the battery where it is a very unforgiving business. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, sir. Very, very helpful, sir. Pretty clear. And just a follow-up on this, that in this project, do you have the indication that you can give us in terms of on the investment that we are making, how much would be the asset turns for the phase one, and what kind of margins are there in this product?
So the phase one, the thing is that we are building infrastructure so that in future when we expand As we have indicated, our vision is to make 500 million square meter. So we are buying the land, a big parcel, which we will do in phase one. So it's not fair to actually compare the asset turn, but still we expect pretty good margin, top line of between 150 to 200 crore on this first phase investment.
And margin?
It will be, sorry?
And margins? Margins will be
margin will follow, let's see, but I think it will be in a good double digit number.
Understood.
Basically, the return arithmetic on this, from what our calculation meets very well our criteria as a company. Yeah. So definitely, this is. I mean, if it works out well, it can be more attractive than existing returns for sure.
Yes, because it's a very specialized field.
Yeah.
Sure, sir. Understood. Thanks, sir. I have more questions, but I'll fall back in the queue so that I can set the chance. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Danish Mistry with Eternity Investment Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, just one question. Your interest costs were lower. Was that a function of lower debt? And if so, what is your current debt outstanding, sir?
Hey, last year, you're comparing with June, last year. So compared to June last year, we had a forex hit in that quarter, which was mentioned in the previous year's results. And that, therefore, the comparison in this quarter is not strictly correct.
So this quarter is a more normalized quarter. Okay, okay.
This is a more normal cost this quarter. The last year, that same quarter, there was a one-time large hit that we had to take on the mark-to-market loss.
Understood. And when do you think phase one will be up for the new business? Yeah.
So our target is to commercialize by Q4 FY28. So say January, February 2028 is our target.
All right, sir. Thank you very much and wish you the very best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rohan with InCred. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Congrats on a strong set of numbers for the quarter. Just to dive into the numbers here, how was the growth profile in terms of the domestic business? Any color you can give on volume and price growth during the quarter, and how were exports trending this quarter as well?
Yes, hello. So we did have a growth in both domestic and export for the quarter. The domestic growth was much higher than our export growth at a good double-digit clip, and the export was also not bad. So overall, we are quite pleased with the mix. And in terms of the volume-value split, it was a little bit more value and a little bit less volume, but even the volumes were in a good high single-digit number. So overall, we were quite happy, and it was very broad-based sort of growth.
Just a follow-up here, the export being coming back into positive, which regions would have driven this?
That detail we don't share, of course, but basically last year, I think the same quarter was particularly a poor quarter. And so this year was a bit of a normalization, but I would say that we were a little pessimistic going into the quarter, but it turned out to be all right.
Got it. Just a few questions on the expansions that you've announced. At the 500 million square meter mark, what kind of revenue potential do you see?
Vidur?
Yeah, so hi. So it would follow a similar trend to our phase one figure in terms of the revenue. So the guidance we had given for that was around 150 to 200 crores. For this, it's tough to give a figure, but somewhere around 1,100 crore, I think, would be a fair estimate for now. Although
we don't know exactly how the prices would be trending at that time. But eventually, it could be between 1,200, 1,300 crore or something around that.
Sure. And in terms of from a moat perspective, what kind of structural advantages would we have in this space? Is it something that we'd be largely an import substitution angle for domestic ACC players under the PLI scheme, or is there also a strong export angle that you see here?
So we are open to both. Our primary focus is to look at fulfilling the needs of domestic cell manufacturers. And that's where, you know, we see a tremendous growth about to happen, probably faster than other places in the world. So our primary focus is to support the government initiatives to boost cell manufacturing domestically. And as we learn, as we go on, we also definitely will look at export opportunities. But like I said, of course, to fulfill the ACC ecosystem in India, we are very much focused on that.
Yeah, and then once we can prove our chops in India, then I think the world market can open up. It depends very much on the geopolitical environment at the time.
Right. And in terms of the qualification timelines, how long does it take to, let's say, get a new customer on board here?
Yeah, so as far as, you know, the separator is concerned, what we understand from various cell makers is that the qualification timeline is slightly faster than the other materials like the anode and cathode. So I think we're well placed here, but, you know, we are of the mindset that it will take us at least a year to scale up for sure. So, you know, the first year, which is FY 28-29, that year we do expect we'll go in qualification testing and then starting commercial supply to different clients along that period. You know, we also need to see how fast they are able to set up their factories and scale up. So it's dependent on many factors, but, you know, we are patient and we'll play the long game when it comes to that. And that's something that, you know, we can totally accept as well, being that it's going into critical components like EVs and energy storage systems.
Right. Just the last one from my end. Firstly, on FY27, any guidance on growth and margins? And broadly, over the next 4-5 years, considering this new business also that we'll be doing, what kind of revenue mix do you envisage across, let's say, folding cartons, flexible, and the separator films?
So we see the kind of historic trend kind of continuing. To give guidance, it is challenging in the current environment with so many factors out of control, but generally speaking, it's looking quite positive from where we sit today. For the domestic as well as export, overall is all right. And margins follow the top line typically. And over the next 4-5 years, see, the separator is going to be a long-term story. So once this scale and all really picks up, it will take a few years. So for the foreseeable future, the packaging business is definitely going to be the major driver of revenues as well as of growth. But yeah, 4-5 years down the line, let's see. You know, the world number one company in this separator business was a packaging company 10 years ago with a very similar profile to what we are today. And today, I think their separator business must be 20 times or something, their packaging business. So we don't know where this can go. Let's see.
Sure. All right. Thanks. I'll get back
in queue. Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Pawan Kumar with Ratna Traya Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you first outline what is the non-separator capex for, let's say, FY27 and FY28? What is the capex we are expected to spend?
In FY27, we have about 100 CR budget. And this does not include the separator. The separator spend will be over the course of the next 1.5 years. So this year
right. It'll
be probably more like the land cost, and then everything else will pretty much be in next year's cost. So this will go up based on the separator announcement by maybe 30, 40 crore. So between 100, 150 crore.
And FY28 will also be a similar number or maybe lesser?
No, FY28 from now we don't know because it depends on how our carton business goes. We have, we're keeping some space this year. That's what some of the capex is for, enabling capex next year. So there will be at least similar capex and maybe more. I'm not certain.
Okay. And Akshay, did I understand it right, for this particular separator the project, we don't require any outside technology transfers or the thing? Is that right to understand?
So we already sort of answered that question, but basically we are developing technology from various sources and doing our own R&D and development, and this is a TCPL product which we'll be selling.
Okay, got it. And one last question on the margin side. Have the incremental pricing in terms of raw materials been passed on to the customers, or is there still some pricing to be passed on?
So there is typically like something of a lag when it comes to price increases being passed on. It's a bit of a difficult calculation because we always have some stocks and stocks on order and everything, whenever the price increase gets initiated, then it takes like over a quarter it gets passed through. So that's what has happened. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but basically the EBITDA margin would not be maintained if we didn't pass it through. So,
So it's a bit of
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Raman KV with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Sorry, what was the name of the company? Sequent.
Sequent, yes, sir.
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm so sorry I joined the call a little late. I just want to understand this lithium-ion separator film business, what we will be doing once we start commercialize. One is that. And second, how is the margin difference from our existing business versus this new line of business?
Yeah, so I would refer you to the presentation and press release. There's more details in that which you can go through at length. But basically, this is a critical component of the lithium-ion battery, which separates, that's why it's called separator, it separates the anode and the cathode and regulates the charge and discharge cycle. We will be making that film in a phase-wise manner. The margin difference, so as we said earlier, that we can't give an exact margin right now, but basically in this first phase as well, we expect a good double-digit margin as well as double-digit return on investment and capital, and eventually this can scale up substantially.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
So can you at least say whether it will be in line with our existing margin or much better than the existing margins?
So we're doing in a phase-wise manner. So like right now, for example, we're incurring a lot of upfront cost on the land and all, which will be for the next 5-6 years requirement in one shot. But definitely, I mean, we are looking at a better return on capital or investment than our existing business. Otherwise, it wouldn't be sensible.
Understood. And so my last question is with respect to the growth. I think after five or six quarters, we delivered a double-digit growth. I just want to understand where are we witnessing the demand from, and is this going forward, is this demand sustainable?
So there's a mix of volume and value. The volume is a bit more in terms of the domestic. We are having a good volume growth as well. So overall, I think the demand has improved in India, and the kind of volume growth that our customers have also improved. The export is also, we have, you know, sort of like last year was a poor year for export. So this year we hope for some recovery, and so far it's been all right. So it's a mix, and our flexible packaging business has grown very strongly as well, hence the capex in that business this year. So it's a mix. So overall, it's a broad-based growth. I think everything is has grown, but like our flexible business has grown a little faster.
And so the second part, is the growth sustainable?
I mean, yeah, we feel so. We don't see any. I mean, if there's another war somewhere, we don't know what's going to happen. But the Indian domestic demand is definitely sort of recovering. I think we can see that in the numbers everywhere.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Richa Agarwal with Equity Master. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello, am I audible? Yeah. Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I'm new to this company. My query was related to this, you know, the news of ban, that plastic ban, which has come in case of pan masala and could come for other products as well. I mean, does it have any implication for your business in the sense, does it open new opportunities for TCPL packaging?
Plastics were always banned on pan masala, nothing new. This latest notification is misleading, and it is more to do with some other structural change in the pan masala packaging. But we are not a very, our business may be marginally affected in the very short term, but we are not a major supplier for pan masala segment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nitesh Rege with Chris Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you for the opportunity. So, Akshay, there were some news articles on this battery component ecosystem and the PLI. So,
sorry to interrupt, Nitesh, sir, your voice is not clear.
Can you repeat the name?
Better now?
Nitesh Rege.
Hello, is it better?
Yeah.
So there were news articles on, you know, battery component ecosystems and a PLI. So does this new subsidiary, will we be getting PLI benefits here?
So there has been a lot of news and discussion about PLI being launched for battery materials. So far, the government has not formalized any scheme, and they have not opened any application. Beyond that, then we'll have to discuss when the time for that comes. It's, otherwise, I wouldn't want to speculate on anything for a policy that's not there yet.
Okay, and just, you know, as you said that we are building this technology in-house, do we have the capability, because this would be a much higher technology requirement, right, that one we are generally used to?
So we've already answered that question, and I would refer you back to the previous answer. But yes, certainly we are confident, otherwise we wouldn't be taking this investment.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Bhavesh with BV Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. So just, can you touch upon the global players and, or also the domestic players who are into this separator business?
Right now, nobody, Vidur, why don't you answer? But I think there's nobody today in India who's manufacturing this material,
Yeah.
and nobody who has announced any plan to manufacture either.
Yeah, so there are manufacturers of separators for lead-acid batteries, but for lithium-ion battery today, there's no capacity online. So from what we understand, there's obviously people who are looking at it, and existing lead-acid separator manufacturers as well, some of them, but nothing has been announced, and there's no commercial production in operation today for in terms of competitors for lithium-ion battery separator. Yeah.
So this is for domestic market, right? And what about the international market? Like, how many players are there in?
International market is more fragmented. There's a lot of players. It's tough to give you a number. The majority of the players are, of course, like all other battery materials, are focused in China, Korea, and Japan, with China being the lead player. So there's multiple in China. It's not dominated by one, two, or three companies. So there's a lot of manufacturers in these countries.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jay Shroff with Cask Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I just wanted to ask, our CapEx that we are going to do in terms of flexible packaging. So a few years ago, we experimented with InnoFilms, which was a single-layer recyclable packaging. So is the new CapEx on that lines, or it's the traditional flexible packaging lines that we have?
It's on the traditional flexible packaging.
Okay.
Not under PE film, I guess.
Okay. So, what is the update on that line of business? Because I think before we merged that company into the parent, I think that was not doing too well, I mean, in terms of technology. So any update there?
So originally, we had some issues with the machine, but that got solved some time ago. And now there's no problem in terms of technology or the performance or anything of the product. That there is no concern. Concern is more that brand owners are not adopting the change towards mono material packaging with the kind of speed that we were expecting when we put the investment.
But overall, now this line is doing quite well.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
I think it is justifying the investment we have made, both for internal and external market.
It's also a very good marketing tool for us because as a company, there is a good differentiation which we can show to customers. Even if this is a smaller part of their buying, still it's a very critical future sort of requirement which every customer knows that they're going to have to adopt at some point.
Okay. I just asked because, you know, most of the FMCG companies, you know, they, at least on paper, they have this target of having full sustainable packaging by 2030. I'm surprised that, you know, you're saying that they are.
Actually, because of COVID and then the resultant, there was a big pressure on growth, and then there was pressure on margin. After the COVID, there was inflation and all that. So in those few years, these targets got extended or deferred or forgotten, sort of. But definitely, it is a requirement, and more markets in the world are regulating their packaging and adding recyclability standards to their packaging. So these also provide a big push towards the demand for mono material packaging. But yes, is the adoption where we would have expected it to have been? No, it's not. But still long term it is a good bet.
So hi, Vidur here. So basically the government is not mandating the use of recyclable packaging today in India. So until the government does do that, there'll be less pressure on brand owners to move to something like this. But you know, like Akshay said, we are future ready. So when that does happen, inevitably it will happen at some point. We will be ready. And in the meanwhile, you know, we've been developing a lot of high value, fully recyclable packaging, which we are selling as export. So there's a good market built abroad and it's growing in various geographies. So when it does come to India, we'll be much better suited than most others.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. The next question comes from Nishant Pagrecha with InCred Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations, Akshay and team, for the great set of numbers and also entering the new venture. So I have a couple of questions. So firstly on this, so you mentioned that the existing flexible packaging facility is running at optimal utilization and you are now adding fourth line. So what is the timeline of commissioning of this line? And also will this new line cater to the existing customers or will it enable to pursue the new customer segments or geographies?
Yeah, hi. So the existing, the new line of for flexible will be envisaged should be operational by January, February next year. With regards to the customers, well, it could be from same amount of customers, but definitely we will target new clients, but it's basically the same sector. It's the same kind of packaging and everything. So it's just an increase in capacity. And it's, you know, catering to the similar group of customers. Although, of course, we hope to develop new customers.
Okay, sure. And also, are you at optimal capacity utilization for folding carton as well, or is it still headroom left for folding cartons?
I answered that earlier. We do have some headroom left, but it's factory to factory dependent. You know, we're pan India, so some plant we have capacity, some plant we're choked. So we are building room for expansion, which we can do from next year onwards. And this year also, we are seeing how the situation develops further, and we can always make quick decisions with like a quarter's notice.
Okay, thank you. I missed that. And lastly, given the strong growth and also increasing contribution from flexible packaging and other value-added products, so how should we think about the overall margin trajectory over the next 3 to 4 years? So is there scope for structural margin expansion as the mix shifts towards these higher value-added businesses?
So see, the flexible packaging is a lower margin business, generally speaking. The returns are similar profile-wise, return on capital and all, which is really what matters. But the EBITDA margins tend to be lower. So obviously, as the flexible grows, it can reduce the company margin, but so far the carton has also grown and the overall mix has been quite healthy, so we have maintained a good margin profile over the last couple of years. So we see that continuing. I mean, whether it will expand or reduce, I can't really say from now, but is there anything structural that is dragging it down or pulling it up? I can't say that right now.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pulkit Singhal with Calmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. First question is on the battery separator for the business itself. So will this be a 100% subsidiary and what would be like the capex for every subsequent 70 million square meters that you add?
Pulkit, if you saw that PPT which we put, you can see that this is the first phase where we will be doing the conversion activity, and then eventually we have to go backward into the base film. So that entails more capex than the coating. So it's not so simple that you take this capex and multiply it. But we are also incurring some capex upfront, like on the land and all. It's a bit complicated to answer that question. But just to make it simple, no, it's not that you can just multiply it by, you know, 8 times and you'll get to the same number. Yeah. It will be more than that.
Okay, but this is envisioned to be 100% owned subsidiary, right?
Yeah, right now, yeah, 100%.
Okay, because, and what is the lead time for these machineries? Because we have seen that some of the other specialized films that have been there, they had certain, you know, German manufacturers with lead times, long lead times, 1 or 2 years for the machinery. Is that something which is seen in this business as well, or it's
for the
more
first readily? Phase, no. For the first phase, the lead times are like our packaging machinery lead times. But then if we're going to put the film making and that, all that, that is a longer lead time. But that we don't know right now. I mean, we'll see in a year or two what the scenario is.
But Pulkit, I mean, from what we see, it's those films which you are talking about necessarily. So, we don't see like 2 or 3 years or something like that to set up a base film line as well.
Understood. Got it. I think second question is more on the mix. So I'm surprised. I mean, we had higher share of flexible and lower share of export, but still our margins have gone up. Has there something changed on the domestic side in terms of competition intensity, or is there any other reason that explains this? Because both were dilutive, I mean, in terms of, supposed to be dilutive in terms of EBITDA margins.
I mean, on a quarterly basis, we can't pass so much detail because it really depends. We should look at it more long term, I think, then don't pass into it in quarters. But generally speaking, overall is okay. I mean, with no major concern on margin.
So, just lastly on this UK FTA and anything on the export side that you may be benefiting from the, ongoing, I mean, already implemented FTA and the ones that are coming ahead in terms of Europe, etc.
So, we see that generally customers are, especially Europe, UK and all, they are quite positive on India and buying from India and moving sourcing here. So, that's a positive trend. And these FTAs don't really help in terms of our product because they were anyways going at zero duty. Flexibles, it's helped somewhat. There is a slight reduction in duties which will make us more competitive than, say, if they were buying from a Vietnam or a Turkey. Now we can be a little more competitive. So there it will help. But generally it leads to a positive sentiment towards buying from India in general, which is what is really helpful. So we do see good scope for further expansion in our export segment.
Got it. Great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Darshita with DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. So my first question was regarding the separator film business. I wanted to understand, do we need higher OPEX? Should we be building in higher OPEX for this business, given that we may have to hire some sector specialists or something like that to run the plant or to head the business to help us with the technology or something like that?
I think on the 1,500-2,000 crore top line, which we have, this it's not going to be a significant drag. I mean, even if we put a very top heavy team today, we won't really.
No, at 1,200 crore top line, of course, but from an before that kind of comes through.
In the separator business itself, yeah, okay. But I'm saying overall for TCPL, it's not gonna.
Okay.
And it's already kind of budgeted in our calculation.
Got it. Okay. And when you made the comment on it passing our ROCE threshold, I'm assuming higher than the 20% threshold that we usually have before entering any business or doing any acquisition. Okay. Great. Secondly, on the Chennai plant, I know you wouldn't want to give out specific capacity utilizations, but how is the ramp up going on at the Chennai plant? Last time around, we saw that FY27 utilization should improve. So is that trajectory is it on the way?
Yeah, we're fairly satisfied there.
Okay, would be closer to the 70% odd number.
Getting there. Yeah.
Got it. And do we plan on then setting up another line here, given that I think 50% of the land is already 50%?
Oh, yeah, over there, so we can decide very very quick. There's enough space and everything is already made for 2-3 lines. So there's nothing much to prepare as such. I can just decide and order tomorrow the machines. So that we'll see. We're just waiting few more months or weeks or whatever, and then we'll decide.
Got it. Okay. Just lastly.
Sorry to interrupt, Varshika ma'am. May we request you to return to the queue for further follow-ups, please?
Oh yeah, it's been an hour. Sorry.
Thank you. We have our next follow-up question coming from the line of Abhisar Jain with Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity again. So just a clarification on the presentation that you have put for the battery separator film project. So on slide number 7, we have mentioned two phases, and I think in one of the queries in between you mentioned. So can you just specify that when we start this project in Q4 FY28, what would we do initially, and then how quickly we'll move into phase 2 and full end-to-end film manufacturing, how much that period?
So we are starting with the coating and conversion activity as indicated in our presentation. And how quickly we will go backward, that it will be seen at the time. It depends on the business, how quickly we pick up, what the scenario is like in terms of the India and global market, the machinery, mm-hmm. and, you know, we can't comment.
How fast the cell maker is able to scale up is the main thing, you know.
Yeah.
We have to have enough capacity in order to go backward. So there has to be enough demand in India is what I mean.
Understood. And so the matrix that you are indicating either on, I'm assuming, either on asset turns or on margins or on ROCE are independent of whether, the phase 2 rectifies quickly or depending on the market situation slowly, right?
Yeah. But even the phase 1 ROCE is... Okay.
Please go ahead.
I'm saying even the whether phase 1 or phase 2, overall we are investing for a business that can give returns. So obviously the real fund will come when it's a larger scale and doing millions and millions of square meters, but it has to be a sustainable business, generally speaking. That's why we are getting into it.
Sure. And just one question also, since you mentioned that the largest player here, has increased in size over time very significantly, so I'm assuming this is some core group from China. So do you have an idea about what kind of capacity that they have or what are the top 2-3 largest players have in terms of capacity?
Yeah, so you're right about the company. What capacity they have is tough for anyone to answer, but it's like way into the billions of square meters, because in China, it's like, I don't know, more than 1 terawatt of, cell manufacturing capacity. So you can calculate that the separator requirement is also enormous.
It's a long way to look for us right now. Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference call over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. Should you need any further clarification or if you would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact us or CDR India. Thank you again for taking the time to join us on this call. We look forward to interacting with you next quarter.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of TCPL Packaging Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.